How often have you thought to yourself, how much do you love me? You've maybe directed the question toward your spouse or your children or your in-laws or your parents or somebody. How much do you love me? Well, I can give you the answer. I can give you the answer right away. I can give it to you now in this very moment. They love you just a little bit less. Just a little bit less than you love yourself. Nobody can love you more than you. Oh, that's a shocking and frightful thought, because for the majority of people that I meet in the world, they don't treat themselves very well. They don't talk to themselves very motivationally. They don't reward themselves very kindly. They don't even instruct themselves very clearly. They are running around beating themselves up, giving themselves a hard time, abusing themselves, treating themselves like they're a second-hand pair of socks, and then asking other people to do the duty of please love me more. Now, I think we could all do ourselves a favor by stepping back a bit. Remember, in Zen, meditation is taught by sitting you within 1 meter of a wall and staring at the wall. It's not sitting looking at the horizon. It's not sitting with your eyes closed, fantasizing about how good life would have been if grandma had been different. It's not looking into the TV set or watching the sun go down, or like here it is in Bondi, up on Ben Buckler, watching the sun come up. This is not how Zen is taught. That's how fantasies are created and mental health is all generated, by closed-eye meditation or long-distance open-eye meditation. Zen is taught, real meditation is taught, with the item of proximity, the thing that you are meditating on, directly in front of your face, within a meter. Maybe even meter and a bit, but not much more. And the thing that you're meditating on is typically nothing, which means a blank wall with your eyes open. And what you're learning in this process is how your thoughts, which is what meditation is all about, how your thoughts are going around and around and around in your head when there's nothing to distract you. And this is the objective of, if you're going to do any meditation at all, this is the objective of meditation. It's why we hug a tree. It's why we get close to things. Because as soon as you get close, your thoughts that are going on in your head are reflected to you. It's why we hug another human being. Sometimes we hug them to give away our stuff. Sometimes we hug them to make them feel good. But the ultimate thing about hugging a person is the same as Zen. You get to feel what you feel, and you get to know what you feel. And being honest about that, being real about that, and actually recognizing that there's a lot of stuff, noise, going on in your beautiful mind and your beautiful body that is probably not to your best benefit. We even do this, and I have witnessed this over the last bunch of years, let's say 60 of them, we try to love other people more than we love ourselves. In other words, if we're feeling like shit, we're treating ourselves like an old washed out toilet brush that's been thrown away, used for 6 months, covered in crap, all brown and dirty. We treat ourselves like that and then try and love somebody in order to feel good about ourselves. And that is another myth that we need to address with inner wealth. Again, sitting facing a wall like we do in meditation, like we do in Zen, you stare at the wall and then you know what you're thinking. This is the beginning of how to love and be loved. If you treat yourself as a loser, if you treat yourself as a mistake-ridden person, or if you treat yourself as I'm gonna be one day, someday I'll, when it will happen, I don't know. If you start treating yourself as somebody who's not yet worthy of love, but soon will be when something happens right, you'll get this bug to be loved. And no matter how we word it, no matter how you put it, no matter how we try to distort it, this whole topic is the basis of life. Whether or not you are coming for coaching to improve your business or improve your health or improve your personal life or improve your wealth, or whether or not you're coming to improve your home life or your sport to win a medal, all of those things are materialized and are valuized and are created from the home base of one topic, and that is, how much do you feel worthy of your own love? Not the love of somebody else. Because if you go looking to create stuff in the world in order to validate that you are worthy of love, you've missed the point. The point is, you're worthy of love. And from that point, you can go and create whatever you want, because you'll have resilience. You'll have authenticity. You'll have clarity. And that breeds success. So I would really love today to focus you on the target. The target is, how do you treat yourself? What do you say to yourself? And what do you define love as? If you think love and the definition of love is jiggy jig and bonky bonk in the beddy beddy, and you think it's all smoochy smoochy oochie coochie, and then I say to you, you better love yourself. Well, you've got a bit of a problem, because it's hard to hoochie coochie, bonky bonky, kissy kissy yourself. That ends up as a mental and emotional masturbation. No, it's not about infatuating yourself. Unconditional love is the thing we all need to learn to understand exactly what that looks like. For the reason, not so we can love the world, not so we can love our work, so we can start at ground zero. We can learn to treat ourselves and love ourselves. Nobody can love you more than you. You can't give more than you've got. It's impossible. So you can't love somebody more than you love yourself. You can't be loved more than you love yourself. And this is ground zero. This is the absolute foundation pin on which everything that you want in your life, everything that you do in your life will sit. And I encourage you strongly to explore this topic. And the best way to explore it is in coaching. And be strong enough to ask the question. We ask ourselves, or we try to live out the affirmation in our self-talk. There's nothing I've done or not done that's not worthy of love. Triple negative. Nothing I've done or not done that's not worthy of love. So I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of love for whatever I've not done. I'm worthy of love for whatever I've done. This is a really important piece of the jigsaw puzzle of living a magnificent, creative, giving and receiving life in business, sport, relationship, family, health. And if you've got a kid in a family who's not performing up to scratch right now, who's struggling, it's because they think they're not worthy of love. And they think, or have got the habit of being loved more than they love themselves. And we can work on that too. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.